Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hello, I know I'm late, but at least I'm finally here. I have been so busy. I wish you guys could get paid every time I said that. Can you imagine how much money you would have? Anyway, so I have been very bothered by Nicki Minaj appearing at Turning Point just to spew nonsensical bullshit. And I didn't know, like, it was a lot for me to process. I actually finished watching her interview today. And today is December 29th, and it's pushing 8 p.m. And it was a hard watch. I was a Nicki Minaj fan. Not a bar, but I was a fan. And she is one of the nicest celebrities that I've ever met, ever interacted with. So I always felt like she was misunderstood, and I'm shook. I had to watch her on Turning Point. I had to watch the YouTube in like probably five different installments. It was hard. It was hard because Nicki was clearly uncomfortable, and it's not fun to watch somebody in discomfort. And then it's not easy to just watch someone disappoint you. And the fallout. I didn't even think about this beforehand, but let me talk about the fallout before I even get into what the nonsense that actually took place at Turning Point, I guess, officially like a week ago. Okay, so the Nicki Minaj fallout. One of the very first stories is that she deleted her Instagram, and I think her Twitter, but she deleted her Instagram after losing 10 million followers. Yesterday it was reported that her 15-year Billboard Hot 100 streak has officially come to an end. She had a 10-plus year consecutive run on the Hot 100 charts. But as I said, in the wake of her at Turning Point, that's over. Okay, let me see what else is going on here. I'm just on my Twitter. Okay, so hold on one second. Nicki Minaj has officially been uninvited to the 2026 Met Gala, co-chaired by Beyonce, Nicole Kidman, Venus Williams, and Anna Wintour on Monday, May 4th, following the newly granted cease and desist courtesy of Roc Nation this Christmas. She's banned from attending the ceremony. Now, Nicki was making a lot of fun of Jay-Z and calling him a camel on Twitter and posting a lot of AI videos of Jay-Z in like a bra and booty shorts and stuff. So I think she would have been banned. I think her being banned doesn't really have much to do with Turning Point, to be honest. Billie Eilish has blocked Nicki Minaj on all social media. People have been blocking Nicki Minaj on Spotify. I follow a DJ on Instagram. He's taking Nicki Minaj out of all of his mixes. Let's see here. Pitchfork has named Nicki Minaj's entire online presence as the worst moment in hip hop this year. Let's see here. One second. They also say that she's working on a song with Erica Kirk to honor Charlie Kirk's legacy for her new album. Well, you know, I don't know if that's true. It sounds so outlandish. I don't know if that's true. Okay, let's see. So now let me go to my bookmarked tweets. Let me see here. On December 14th, I think this is before Turning Point, Tyla reposts a tweet on X urging Nicki Minaj to retire from music and calling her mentally unstable. Okay. All right. So I think that's it of what I tweeted. Now let me look at what I saved, what I bookmarked, if there's any Nicki Minaj stuff in my bookmark. And it doesn't look that way. So let me now search. Sorry for this real-time research, but, you know, this is kind of important. Let's see here. Do-do-do-do-do. All right. Okay. So people in the club told the DJ to turn Nicki Minaj's music off in the club. Let me see. One second. Do-do-do-do-do. All right. That is so crazy. All right. Okay, that's so fucking funny. Okay. All right. So, people are also petitioning to get Nicki Minaj deported to Trinidad, which is obviously extremely hilarious. Wow. There's this tweet that says, from harassing Jay-Z, fighting SZA, threatening to beat Culture and calling her and Blossom a monkey, wishing death upon Cardi B while she was pregnant, shading Beyonce, mocking Kamala Harris for losing the election, becoming MAGA, following Donald Trump to attacking the entire trans and LGBTQ community. Nicki Minaj didn't fail to prove how much of a horrible person she is throughout the year. Okay. All right. So, they're saying Nicki Minaj is banned from gay clubs. All right. They're saying CNN mocked her. The UN Secretary General apologized and denounced representatives for giving Nicki Minaj the United Nations platform to speak. He said, quote, Ms. Minaj does not embody our 17 sustainable development goals. We apologize for giving her a chance to represent bigotry at the UN. Okay. All righty. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay. So that is the gist. That is the gist. A lot of backlash. Well done. Wow. Joe Budden, Nicki Minaj's biggest supporter, has finally dropped his barb card following her recent appearance at Turning Point USA. Quote, no way to sugarcoat it. I'm done. I'm off. An ounce of black is black enough for me. When you stand next to people that have made their agendas very clear with black people, it means you're complicit. We also know that Charlie Kirk said Nicki is not a good role model. People around the world are now burning their Nicki Minaj vinyls in protest of her anti-LGBTQ stance with the white nationalist group Turning Point USA. The social media trend is taking over TikTok. All right. So there you go. That's the backlash. That is the backlash. I know she deleted her Instagram. Let me see if she deleted her Twitter as well. Let's see. Nope, her Twitter is still here. And wow, she has 7,000 comments on her last tweet. And then she has, which was on December 26th, and 18,000 comments on her pinned tweet. So yeah, people are not happy. So here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and play some clips of what Miss Minaj said. And then I want to talk about what this was about, right? I was going to talk about, I initially I would like to say, guess why she did this, But most people are coming up with the very same thing, saying that they think Nikki hopes Trump will pardon her her husband, but Trump doesn't have the power to do that, actually. Based upon, because I think her husband's crime is a state crime. I heard some reason why Trump is not even able to pardon Kenneth Petty, her husband. But let's go ahead and hear some clips of Nikki at Turning Point. Okay, I'm going to do something I never do, something I hope to incorporate more, and that is to play clips themselves. So here we go. This is Nicki Minaj, who was paid to show up at Turning Point and disappoint her entire fan base that gave her the lifestyle, success, fame, and career that she is with everything she said at Turning Point. That's what she chose to do. Here she is claiming that Black women that Black women do not have to say negative things about blonde-haired, blue-eyed women.
We should be trying to instill into them to be proud of how they look. Recently, in the media, it's almost been like a push to... It's not just making young Black children feel proud of themselves, but it's almost like doing that and at the same time telling other children.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Not to be proud of themselves. And I don't want any child feeling that way. If as Black women, we felt that we were not being represented and not being admired for our beauty, if we felt like that as Black women, why would we want to do that to other women? Why would we now need to make other people downplay their beauty so that we can feel, no, that's not how it works. I don't need someone with blonde hair and blue eyes to downplay their beauty because I know my beauty. Do you understand? It doesn't bother me that a woman feels and says that she's beautiful. Why shouldn't she feel that? Why have we gotten to a point where certain colors or certain kinds of people have to be afraid of loving themselves and loving the way they look? Like, isn't that wild? And so for little girls, I don't want what was done to little Black girls done to little white girls. I don't want it done to any girl.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm a Black woman. I never at any point in my day, in my week, in my month, year, or lifetime think about blonde-haired, blue-eyed women. First and foremost, women of every ethnicity, every race, they're beautiful. Some of them, not everybody. Not one of those idiots who thinks every baby is cute or every woman is attractive. I don't think anybody says every woman is attractive. I'm sure there's some idiots who say that, but we all have eyes. I don't think about blonde-haired, blue-eyed women being attractive being stereotypically attractive, conventionally attractive, European standards of beauty in America or abroad at any point in my day, in my week, in my year, in my life. I speak for other Black women when I say we are not thinking about that. And since when has a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman felt that she couldn't say she's pretty? Since when has a beautiful woman of any race felt that she could not say that she's pretty? Now, when Sydney Sweeney had her American Eagle ad, everybody was upset because they felt it was a white supremacist ad. So Nikki, if anything, should have been specific and said Sydney Sweeney should be able to say she has good genes, just like everybody else is able to say it. But the way that she said it did seem to play into white supremacy specifically blonde hair and blue eyes and eugenics, right? But as a whole, Black women are not thinking about blonde haired, blue eyed women. There's too many other women of every single ethnicity who are gorgeous, whether those women are Black, white, or any other race. That's not what's on our mind. We have actual real life issues that we think about, and we don't need Nicki Minaj. We don't need Nicki Minaj to make it seem like blonde haired, blue eyed women are suffering in silence because they are not able to say that they are beautiful. Like, where is she coming up with this? Where? Black women are not sitting here and shitting on white women. Black women are sitting here and saying, like, are talking about other Black women that are gorgeous, that are universal standards of beauty to us. We are talking about the Beyoncés. We are talking about the Kelly Rowlands, okay? We are talking about the Naomi Campbells. We're talking about the Rihannas. We're talking about the Teyana Taylors, the Tika Sumpters. We're talking about the countless, obviously I'm blanking, because there's just so many. We're talking about them bitches. Those are the bitches we're talking about. Those are the bitches that we're like, oh shit, I love her hair. I love her outfit. I love her body. We aren't saying blonde haired, blue eyed women are unattractive and therefore they shouldn't say they're attractive. Like, where did she come up with this? And since when has a Sydney Sweeney type, since when has a blonde haired, blue eyed woman felt that she couldn't say that she's attractive? Since when? I would love to know. I would love to. What the fuck? So let me play another clip from Nicki's shit show of an appearance. And she really was so uncomfortable, and she definitely had to struggle to find what she would say because she was really out of her depth at that fucking whatever bullshit convention.
Travel the world. I've performed for huge crowds all around the world. And no matter how many songs I do on that stage, it didn't mean as much as this. Because this is a direct link for younger people. This is a direct link between young people and God. And there's been a lack of that. There's been a lack of that in our media, in our everyday conversations. People have been, you know, interestingly enough, people have been, even Christians have been being persecuted right here in our country in different ways.
It's just so weird how, like, Nicki Minaj is acting like she spoke out about Christians being persecuted, and, like, that's what she's trying to do now with her life. Like, is be this advocate, activist ass bitch. Isn't it really weird? It's just, it's not cohesive with anything the bitch has done at any point ever. And it's weird for her to try to even like mention God the way that she comes for people like Cardi B and Cardi B's children. Another quote from her appearance is, quote, that Nicki said, quote, "We will speak up for Christians. We won't be bullied. We won't be bullied." Nicki is just saying how, like, it's not fair that people in Nigeria, blah, blah, blah. Like, Nicki saw, I think, one tweet and decided to, like, go on this campaign. And who the fuck is on her team? Does she have a team? Because why would anybody on Nicki's team say that she should do this? And then for Nicki to act like all of her performances have nothing on how important it is for her to go on stage and expose herself as a self-hating clown is so weird. And the moment when Nicki Minaj calls J.D. Vance an assassin and she realizes what she said, wow, that was awkward. Like, you saw how emotional Nicki is. Like, Nicki wanted to just drop into a hole. I did not know that people were reporting on that, but I didn't know that that interaction actually lasted like 2 minutes of awkwardness of Nikki just being so silent and so sorry. And Erica Kirk was really great in that moment, just saying, I love you. I love you. It's okay. I love you. Like, Erica did a great job at saving Nikki. Nikki, of course, would use the word assassin because she's stupid. But anyways, up top, I already mentioned the fallout. So Nikki committed career suicide, and I don't know why, and I don't think there's a good reason why. There is no good reason why. Like, even if Trump or somebody connected to Turning Point or a Republican could get Kenneth Petty pardoned, that's not a good reason to throw away your career of 2 decades. That's not a good reason. Nikki was so beloved on an international level that she put out that shitty ass Bigfoot song, and her fans were just like singing it in stadiums. Like, I saw clips of it. Like, Nikki was adored and worshiped. And everything that Nikki had, all of the fame, the wealth, the success, the love, the adoration, she threw away. And I would love to know why she committed career suicide. As I said, there's no good reason, but I would love to know why. I really am fascinated. There's no coming back from this. There's no coming back. And Nikki was there talking about basically trying to hit, it's okay for boys to be boys or whatever. Like, keep the trans community out your mouth. Worry about something that you need to be worried about. I don't understand this Kanye West crash out. Like, why do some black celebrities who have everything, Lauryn Hill, Kanye West, Nicki Minaj, why, even Jussie Smollett was doing well, why are some people determined to throw away everything that they worked hard for, tarnish their legacy, and hurt their fans? And someone said that this shit Nicki's doing is a new way for her to bully people. I don't think so. I think Nikki didn't know how much this would upset people. I don't think she knew what the fallout would be. I think she thought that her barbs hold her beliefs, which makes no sense, and that they would support her. But I don't know. I do feel bad for her, because I think this was such a colossal mistake, and I don't think that she knew how detrimental it would be when she signed up to appear and when she appeared. So I'm really saddened by this. And I'm just interested to hear about more of the fallout, because there's bound to be so much more fallout from this. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.